This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for January 2019. The new year launches with a bang. The starting gun goes off while the calendar is changing pages and fires us up to get going already. Where we're racing isn't particularly important at first. Simply being able to move at all and unfettered at that is motivating. That vibe blazes through the month, even as we barrel into monkey wrenches, course-altering insights, fog that blurs our minds and visions, and imperatives to slow down and be practical. It's a paradoxical mix and sets up a template for the year. The get-going impulses grant an extension on making resolutions or setting intentions for the year. And even if you make them, they're likely to change quickly. Not so fast, says the cosmos January 2nd. The sun meets Saturn, planet of adulting, and a break engages. A wall appears. Maturity overtakes us. Concrete thinking and planning with staying power creep in when Mercury enters practical Capricorn on January 4th. Direction arrives around the Capricorn new moon solar eclipse of the 5th. It's the first of four eclipses this year on the Cancer Capricorn home career, mommy-daddy axis, and it hits the reset button but good on goals, plans, responsibilities, foundations, and institutions. And you can learn more about the year's eclipses in my talk that's live on Saturday, January 12th, and on MP3 afterward. Look for links below. Adding to the process, the Clue Fairy arrives when radical changemaker Uranus stations direct the next day. See if you don't look at the path ahead with refreshed vision. See if you don't rechart any parts that don't fit with your awareness of who you are now. That may take a few days. Actually, maybe a few months. Whatever dawns on you, you aren't likely to retreat in contemplation. Sociability ignites when Venus enters Sagittarius on January 7th and stirs wanderlust, high spirits, gregariousness, and laughter. With the love goddess and Mars in compatible fire, relationships are high energy, active, and exciting. It's not all hijinks and making light, though. The days leading to mid-month bring demands for follow-through. Raise expectations and be prepared for enforcement. Fighting words and steely self-awareness that has you standing your ground. Words have consequences, and some will be immediately apparent. Ramifications and responsibilities seep into our thoughts and communications, with Mercury joining Saturn, and lock in reality as Jupiter and Neptune take us on flights of fancy. The planets make their first of three exact squares on January 13th, ballooning dreams and visions into the magical, mystical, and seemingly impossible, escalating some lies and delusions, and forcing others out into the open. The first square comes with a helpful opening to Mercury. Use it to ask for inspiration, not to mention guidance through the fog. You're likely to sail through happily. People are getting along or enjoying jousting and sparking in the style of screwball comedies. Venus and Mars are in the easy flow of a trine, exact January 18th, which encourages fun, risk-taking, going after desires, and more high-energy relating. You may surprise yourself. Uranus is tossing a liberating lightning bolt right at you. Even if it startles, even if it stuns, the impact cracks your armor and frees you up. It's one of the last steps in wrapping up the revolution that's rocked your identity since Uranus entered Aries in 2010. A constraint drops by the time the sun enters Aquarius on January 20th. The shift into detachment and individuality occurs in a cinematic atmosphere fit for a chick flick or sci-fi fantasy or a booze cruise. We're in the thrall of the two guardians of love and creativity, Venus and Neptune. They're gently but effectively pummeling our grip on control and reality. It's yet another facet of the month's paradoxical nature, pairing the Aquarian bent for distance and friendship with the seduction of dreams and romance. Perhaps Venus and Neptune will force you to open to love. Perhaps they'll orchestrate magic or nudge you toward the promise of their conjunction late last February. Perhaps they'll fool you. Perhaps all of the above. You won't mind. You'll know what to embrace and what to end, and circumstances will take care of both if you aren't consciously clear. You've reached a new level of expressing yourself, including comfort with that, as will be unmistakably shown by emotions and events around the Leo full moon lunar eclipse on January 21st. It's bringing dramatic chapter closings, departures, and revelations, and leaving powerful relationship changes in its wake. Again, get a handle on the year's eclipses with my talk that's live January 12th and on MP4 afterwards. A metaphor with widespread applicability is the phoenix entering and emerging from a purifying fire, which you'll see both in yourself and in many a relationship. This fire is raw and life-changing, fueling desires and a sense of entitlement to them, beating down obstacles and demanding loyalty, commitment, and fulfillment. Wreckage ensues, sure, but what remains is what we want. Give the process time. A lunar eclipse takes months to play out. Information or insights out of the blue tilt perspectives and knock cobwebs from thinking when messenger god Mercury squares Uranus and flies into the big picture vantage point of Aquarius January 23rd and 24th. No waiting to process or figure things out. Rocket fuel is pouring into our drive and ambition, with action hero Mars answering the more, more, more call of Jupiter. Their trine is amping up self-righteousness too, but that would be a waste of this dynamic duo. Aim higher. Push yourself beyond what logic says is possible. This pair could carry you much further than you would have believed. Even Saturn's in on it. The planet of adulting and rules is opening a doorway with Neptune and his magical mysteries. Love, compassion, forgiveness, and trusting in the divine are on hand. And sometimes a little glamour and glitter are exactly what's needed. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You can learn what all this means for you by visiting my site, empowermentunlimited.net, and booking a session with me. You can also sign up for my mailing list and get a copy of my Jupiter in Sagittarius quick reference guide as a thank you. You'll find bonus content at my Patreon, patreon.com/Kathy Beal. And you'll also find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.